Own Your Armor, Revolutionary Change for Workplace Culture. Introduction, The Hidden Dynamics of Team Conflict. As a psychologist and executive coach with over 25 years of experience, I've seen firsthand how workplace conflicts can derail even the most promising teams. In my work, I've discovered that the root of most team dysfunction isn't just difficult people or poor leadership. It's the invisible armor we all put on when we feel threatened. Think about the last time you were in a tense meeting or disagreement with a colleague. Did you find yourself becoming defensive, passive-aggressive, or shutting down? That's your armor at work. We all have these protective mechanisms, but when an entire team armors up, it creates a cycle of mistrust and dysfunction that's hard to break. In this book, I'll show you a new way to approach team conflict, one that gets to the heart of what's really going on beneath the surface. By learning to recognize and own our armor, we can create revolutionary change in workplace culture. Part 1, Understanding the Armor We Wear. Let's start by exploring what I mean by armor. Armor is any defensive behavior we use to protect ourselves when we feel threatened. It could be withdrawing and staying silent in meetings, micromanaging others, or lashing out in frustration. While armor feels protective in the moment, it often makes the situation worse by pushing others away or escalating conflict. Here's an example I often see. Sarah is a talented marketing manager who feels threatened by her new, younger colleague Jake. She starts nitpicking Jake's work and excluding him from important conversations. Jake, feeling attacked, becomes passive-aggressive and starts missing deadlines. Soon, the whole team is walking on eggshells. The key insight is this. Sarah and Jake aren't bad people. They're good people who have armored up in response to a perceived threat, and once that armor is on, it's hard to take off without help. Part 2, The Cycle of Team Dysfunction. When multiple team members armor up, it creates a vicious cycle. Person A feels threatened and puts on armor. This makes person B feel threatened, so they armor up too. Soon, the whole team is operating from a place of defensiveness and mistrust. I once worked with an executive team where this cycle had gotten so bad that they could barely be in the same room together. The CEO was frustrated that no one was taking initiative. The team members felt micromanaged and unappreciated. Everyone was blaming everyone else for the problems. What they couldn't see was how their own armor was contributing to the dysfunction. The CEO's armor of increased control was making the team feel even less empowered. The team's armor of disengagement was making the CEO feel he had to micromanage even more. This is why traditional approaches to team building often fail. They don't address the underlying armor that's driving the conflict. Part 3, The 10 Principles of Owning Your Armor. So how do we break this cycle? It starts with recognizing and taking responsibility for our own armor. Here are the 10 key principles I teach teams. 1, acknowledge that we all wear armor sometimes. 2, understand that armor is a response to feeling threatened. 3, recognize your personal armor patterns. 4, take responsibility for the impact of your armor on others. 5, get curious about others' armor instead of judging it. 6, practice vulnerability and authenticity. 7, create psychological safety for others to lower their armor. 8, address issues directly instead of triangulating. 9, focus on shared goals and common ground. 10, celebrate when people take off their armor. Let's look at how this might play out in practice. Remember Sarah and Jake from earlier? In a team session, Sarah might realize that her micromanaging is a form of armor stemming from her fear of becoming obsolete. Jake might recognize that his passive aggressiveness is armor protecting him from feeling inadequate. By owning their armor and its impact, Sarah and Jake can start to build empathy for each other. They might agree to have more open communication about projects and find ways to leverage each other's strengths. Part 4, Tools for Disarming Team Conflict. One of the most powerful tools I use with teams is visual metaphor. Sometimes it's hard to talk about our defenses directly, but seeing them illustrated can create breakthrough moments of insight. In my book, I include playful but pointed illustrations that capture common team dynamics. For example, one drawing shows team members as knights in full armor, unable to hear or see each other clearly. Another shows a wall of misunderstanding, built brick by brick with labels like assumptions, past hurts, and fear. These visuals help teams see their dynamics in a new light. They normalize the experience of wearing armor while also showing its limitations. Often, just seeing these illustrations sparks productive conversations about what's really going on beneath the surface. Another key tool is teaching teams to ask better questions. Instead of "why is this person so difficult?" we learn to ask "what might be threatening them?" Instead of "how can I prove I'm right?" we ask "what am I missing here?" These questions help shift us out of judgment and into curiosity, a key step in lowering our own armor and inviting others to do the same. Part 5, creating a culture of trust and authenticity. The ultimate goal of owning our armor is to create a workplace where people feel safe enough to show up as their authentic selves. This doesn't mean conflict disappears entirely, but it does mean we can address issues more directly and collaboratively. I worked with one team that transformed their culture using these principles. They started having regular armor check-ins where team members could share when they were feeling defensive and why. They created agreements about how to give feedback in ways that didn't trigger armor responses. Most importantly, they celebrated moments of vulnerability and authenticity. Over time, this team became known for their exceptional problem-solving and innovation. By lowering their armor, they unlocked levels of trust and creativity they never thought possible. Conclusion: the revolution starts with you. Changing team dynamics isn't easy, but it is possible. It starts with each of us being willing to look at our own armor and take responsibility for its impact. As leaders, we can model this vulnerability and create spaces for our teams to do the same. Remember, we're all human. We all have fears, insecurities, and protective instincts. By acknowledging this shared humanity, we can start to see each other and ourselves more clearly. We can move from judgment to curiosity, from defensiveness to openness. The workplace doesn't have to be a battlefield where we're constantly armored up against each other. By owning our armor, we can create cultures of trust, authenticity, and true collaboration. That's the kind of revolutionary change that transforms not just our work, but our lives. So I invite you to take a look at your own armor. What are you protecting? What's the cost of keeping it on? And what might be possible if you found the courage to take it off, just a little bit, and invite others to do the same? The revolution in workplace culture starts with you. Are you ready to own your armor?